Barbarian tribes of Rome. Religion of the Goths. Now, not much is known about early Gothic paganism. We can reasonably surmise that it was a form of the old Germanic polytheistic religion, and they had a similar pantheon to the early Scandinavian Germans. However, it should be noted that the Goths took great pride in their ancestors and that they deified them. The Amali dynasty is a perfect example of this, considering they saw themselves as the successors of Gapt or Gaunt. Many of Gapt's aspects are similar to Odin Woden, further giving credence to the hypothesis that the Gothic pagan religion was largely Germanic in composition. Two other possible Gothic gods that we have some evidence of are God of War, possibly the equivalent of the German Tiwaz, and a god of thunder known presumably as Fergrinus. While we barely know anything about the Gothic pantheon of the gods or mythical creatures, we do know quite a bit about their pre-Christian customs. Each Gothic village was called a cuni and had a sacrificial meal as a tribute to the idol of a pagan god. The Gothic reeks, or leaders, would oversee the ceremony, but he would have other important roles as well. Namely, if the Goths were to reject the ceremony or the pagan faith as a whole, it was the rule of the reeks to protect the tradition and punish the non-believers. Oddly enough, even in the early days of the 2nd century, when they were migrating to Roman Scythia, the pagan Goths didn't particularly mind the local Roman Christians and usually left them to their own devices. However, they were brutal to Gothic converts to Christianity. A few sources speak of Gothic witches, or Halorune, women who apparently practiced sorcery and gave birth to Huns. Tribal leaders dealt with women suspected of this practice by exiling them. In addition, the Goths began to engage actively in practices of their immediate neighbors, such as the Talfali. For example, they would practice pedastery, which is a well-known early pagan rite of passage. A boy had to slay a four-legged wild animal in order to rid himself of uncleanliness and become a man. And speaking of clean and unclean, the Goths also took sacred oaths and believed in demonic possession. But it wasn't just dark magic that the Goths believed. Light magic and miracle working were also a major part of their everyday religious repertoire. It's extremely difficult to talk about the earliest customs of the ancient Goths since there are barely any written accounts on their culture and everyday life to begin with. However, we do have some idea of their customs during this time, during their time they were inhabiting the Roman Empire. When we read the text describing the passion of St. Sabeus the Goth, mainly letters from contemporary priests, we learn quite a bit about the daily lives of Gothic people inside a village. This includes religious practice that Sabeus, a Christian, refused to partake in. For example, we learn that the Goths had a possible tradition of parading a wooden idol in a cart through the village with which people had to bow and pray to. From linguistic sources, we can also speculate that early Goths practiced ritual sacrifice, since the terms for both sacrifice and sacrificers are used in different contexts in the Gothic Bible. An important part of these rituals was eating the sacrificial meat. Tasting meat from the non-sacrificed animal, or even refusing to eat meat altogether, resulted in a horrific punishment. In the case of St. Sabeus, it was exile. Another important custom of the Goths comes to us from their graves. Most Gothic tombs store a variety of different objects that the people buried with the deceased for various religious or political reasons. A non-Christian Anglo-Saxon nobleman, for example, would be buried with jewelry, weapons, and food to show off his level of social prestige. Later, Christian graves would eliminate this practice as it was seen as extravagant and not compatible with the humble, ascetic nature of Christianity. However, there's an interesting discrepancy with the Gothic pagan graves. Based on the finds in the tombs that belong to the Sintana de Mures culture, archaeologists discovered that every Gothic grave which involved inhumation, burying the body in the ground as opposed to burning it, did not contain any weapons. Apparently, early Gothic pagans never buried their dead with weaponry, which is quite different from the vast majority of the other Germanic tribes in Europe. Some scholars note that the practice of burying swords and armor wasn't actually common with the Germans of ancient Europe, until the 5th or 6th centuries when the Goths were already Christianized. Well, that leaves us with what little we know about Gothic religion, but next time we're going to be looking at the social hierarchy of the Goths. The sources for this include The Germanic People, Their Origins, Expansion, and Culture by Owen. The Barbarian West, 400 to 1000 AD by Wallace Hadrill. History of the Barbarian Celts, Vandals, Sarmatians, Scythians, Goths, Huns, and Anglo-Saxons. And Attila and the Nomadic Hordes by Nicole and McBride. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.